Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll dive into the Zion Williamson situation. I warned you, and I don't think he plays this year. Also, Kyrie came back in a big way. Kyrie had 22 points as the Nets beat the Pacers. In that game, Lance Stephenson, who's been out of the NBA for a while, he scored 20 points in the first quarter coming off the bench. The most points in the first quarter by a non-starter since 1996. I don't know why he's been out of the league. He's 31 years of age. I'm watching the game and I go, is that the Lance Stephenson who used to be in the NBA? And I'm like, yes, it is. Kyrie, though, played well, and the Nets came up with the victory. We'll talk to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. Aaron Rodgers jabs back at the Chicago sports writer. Antonio Brown is burning down the house. He said Bruce Arians pressured him to play while injured, and despite the pain, he suited up. The staff injected me with what I now know was a powerful and sometimes dangerous painkiller that the NFL Players Association has warned against using. I gave it my all for the team. Paulie?
Dan, Antonio Brown's Twitter feed today has been quite entertaining this morning. He took some shots like at Alex Guerrero. I guess Tom Brady's business partner, not just doctor, business partner.
Yeah, his trainer.
He's since taken that post down and said, don't get it twisted, as Antonio Brown. Don't get it twisted. My brother's always been good to me. From Tom to the practice squad, we're a top-level unit. He's trying to backtrack and say, I'm not calling out Tom Brady and Alex Guerrero.
Okay, there was a moment in that game against the Jets, and I told this to Paulie, because Paulie sent a text out to all of us as we're watching the game. He said, I think Antonio Brown has checked out. Now, this is before you had the let me take off my clothes. But it felt like there was around 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Antonio Brown is on the bench, and Tom Brady walks by. And he says something to Antonio Brown. He had another player next to him. But Tom went down towards Antonio Brown, saying something to him. And Antonio Brown just sort of nodded his head. And I thought, wow, something's up there. Now, I didn't know it was going to lead to what it led to. But I thought, it felt like Antonio Brown was dismissing Tom Brady. And, you know, we later found out that Antonio Brown, I think, was upset that now that Gronk was back, that he said to him, you know, hey, you know, with your boy back, you're going to Gronk. And maybe he felt like he was going to Gronk far more than he should have. But he had the previous week 15 targets. He had 10 catches. And now he was, you know, being sort of iced out here, which wasn't the case. We found out that Antonio Brown couldn't couldn't go full speed. But there, it was that moment. I think it's 6 minutes and 36 seconds to go, third quarter. And Antonio Brown looks like he is done for the day. He's got his arms spread out on the bench, and Tom walks by and says something to him. And I don't know if it was, can I count on you? You know, I need you. But we're probably not going to find out. But this whole thing is, you know, it's played out the way it's played out in other stops for Antonio Brown. In different ways. But at the end, he takes somebody down with him. Mike Mayock, the GM with the Raiders. Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin with the Steelers. Robert Kraft with the Patriots. And now Bruce Arians. But it feels like Antonio Brown is putting his story out there. He wants you to know his side of the story. Let's see. Anything? Oh, we're going to dive into this topic. Super Bowl backup plans could be Dallas, Texas. We'll tell you about that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Your phone calls coming up. You know, when the Pelicans drafted Zion, they expected to get a transcendent star. And he was that first season. Hasn't played a single single game this season. And I don't know if he's going to play again this season. You got the foot injury. He had off-season foot surgery. And when I saw the story, I was like, that's not something simple for a guy that size who uses his body inside the explosive nature of how he plays. You know, the Pelicans have one of the worst records in the Western Conference. You got that big contract extension on the horizon with Zion. It'll be about $181 million. You know, now he's going to go to Portland and he's going to, you know, rehab. You got to have somebody keep an eye on him with his rehab, also his weight, because there's reports that he ballooned to over 300 pounds. But, you know, the Pelicans with Zion in that future, boy, that is in great doubt right now. Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated joins us on the program. How do you think this plays out with Zion?
Yeah, as far as this year, we certainly are trending in that direction. The latest news about Zion doesn't really give you much reason to be optimistic he's going to be back, say, before the All-Star break. And if you get past the All-Star break and the Pelicans are still in a situation where they are at or near the bottom of the Western Conference, you start to wonder, what's the point? I mean, if you want to add more talent around Zion, why not let him sit out this entire year and, you know, add something for next year? But longer term, it is curious. I mean, it's not unprecedented, Dan, to have a player with a long-term injury work out away from a team. That happens in basketball, and I'm sure in other sports. But there's always been kind of this unease, perhaps. I don't know how else you want to phrase it, but some tenuousness between Zion and the Pelicans. So when you hear he's going to be rehabbing in Portland, Oregon, on the other side of the country, away from this team, and the Pelicans quick to point out in that release he'll be doing it under their medical supervision, you have to wonder kind of what exactly is going on between these two.
Who plays first, Zion or Ben Simmons?
I still think Ben Simmons will get moved before the trade deadline. If he's not, somehow, some way, he'll find his way back into the Philadelphia lineup. Now, you know, there were some reports over Christmas about, you know, traction between Simmons or the Sixers and other teams involving Simmons. I haven't heard much of that lately. The Sixers are still holding out for a significant offer that includes, you know, all-star level talents that can help them this year. And teams around the league, at least at this point, are not willing to offer it. I think you're going to see this go all the way up until the February trade deadline, because I don't think the Sixers are getting the kind of offers that they're looking for. And they won't get those kind of offers until we get right up against that deadline.
I was watching Kyrie last night, and I've never had any doubts about his talent. You know, I have doubts about some of the things that he believes in, but here he is on display, and he looked spectacular last night. What do you think the status is going to be the rest of this season? You know, if he's just a road player, and if you're the Nets, Do you want a fifth seed or a sixth seed where you're playing more road games in the playoffs than you would if you're a top four seed?
Well, as far as seeding goes, and I've kind of had sort of casual conversation with people in Brooklyn about that, that's not a variable. I mean, one of the responses I get is that who says we can't win in six games? Like, they believe that these three guys have enough talent for them, you know, not to be forced into that seven-game situation. And you look at it, I mean, Kyrie was brilliant, as you said last night. 22 points, shot better than 50% from the floor in his first game that he's played competitively in many months at this point. And if you go back to last season, I mean, the offensive rating for Kyrie, James Harden, Kevin Durant in the 202 minutes they played was about 119. In the playoffs, that number spiked to an absurd 130 in limited minutes that they played together in the postseason. So they are great offensively together. I think, look, the Nets are going to keep him around. They're going to keep him in the practice facility, keep him going as a part-time player because they don't know. I mean, Dan, by this time tomorrow, would it surprise you if Kyrie just got vaccinated? Like, his vaccination is going to happen without any fanfare. He's probably going to walk into a Walgreens and just get vaccinated on a whim. Like, so that, you know, Kyrie didn't dismiss that possibility during his interviews last night. So that's out there. Also out there is the possibility that the New York City mayor, the new mayor, Eric Adams, could tweak this mandate. Now, this isn't an argument about vax or anti-vax, Dan, but the New York City mandate is ridiculous. The fact that Kyrie Irving can't play, but the 3% of other NBA players who are unvaccinated can come into Barclays Center and play is absurd. Yeah. So if I'm the Nets, in addition to kind of crossing our fingers and hoping James Harden and Kevin Durant can convince Kyrie Irving to get vaccinated or Kyrie can do it on his own, I'm kind of lobbying City Hall and saying, look, you know, if you want to make this vaccine mandate, that's fine. We believe in public health too, but make it fair across the board. If unvaccinated players are coming in here who presumably pose the exact same health risk as Kyrie Irving, they shouldn't be allowed to play either.
We're talking to Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated NBA senior writer. Klay Thompson coming back. It looks like they're pinpointing Sunday. His addition means what for this team this year?
I mean, even if it's 75, 80% of the Klay Thompson we're used to, it's enormous. And, you know, when I talk to people in and around Golden State, all you hear is how great he looks and, you know, how patient they have been with him, kind of trying to work him back to being as close to game shape as possible. Now, the things to watch for with Klay Thompson early are not going to be the three-point shot. Like, he has been working on that shot. You know, he's been able to do that for weeks and weeks, if not months now. Klay, what made him a great all-around player were two other facets to his game. One, he was able to use the threat of the three-point shot to ball fake, get to the basket, pull up from mid-range. Does he have that same spring on that move to the basket? That's the first one. And defensively, Klay was a high-level defensive guy, you know, for most of his years. And the Warriors, I think right now, top two in the NBA in defensive efficiency. Is he that same type of guy? If he's, again, 75, 80% of what he once was, I mean, they're basically getting back an all-star-ish level player. If he's lost a little bit and can't get that back, at least not this season, that's something Golden State will have to adjust to.
I'm federally mandated to ask you about LeBron James and the Lakers. LeBron's been playing great, but I don't think he can play great enough, though. Your assessment of the Lakers now we're into January.
It's you're hard-pressed to find or to look for a pathway that sees them making a deep run in the playoffs right now. You know, the Lakers are active out there on the trade market. I had one GM say to me two nights ago, is like, you know, why do we keep hearing about the type of players the Lakers can acquire for this Talen Horton Tucker, Kendrick Nunn, first round draft pick kind of poo-poo platter that is being sort of floated out there as a possibility. Yeah, Horton Tucker is an appealing prospect, but if you're looking at some of the top names that are out there, whether it's Jeremy Grant in Detroit, maybe Christian Wood down in Houston. Those teams are going to have better offers for the Lakers. I think for LA, their only hope for, I guess, salvation this season is if Anthony Davis comes off this injury and gets back to looking like the bubble Anthony Davis. We haven't seen that player, Dan, in, you know, over a year now. I mean, he was pretty good last year, and you could certainly make the argument that if he doesn't get hurt in the first round, the Lakers are in the finals last season. But he has not been the same player this year. His perimeter shooting has fallen off a cliff. Look, he's got to be their full-time five, and he has got to be a highly effective full-time five. DeAndre Jordan really doesn't have a lot left. Dwight Howard really doesn't have a lot left. I mean, I know we're kind of getting excited about this LeBron James as a five kind of option, but that's not going to work long-term, especially not when you go up against bigger teams in the postseason. The Lakers, whenever Anthony Davis comes back, he has got to be a top five player in the NBA. And I'm not sure, based on what I've seen this season, that he has that in him.
Great to talk to you again, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Not bad for the least valuable guest of 2021.
You heard about that, huh?
I was sent that clip by no fewer than three people.
But you're an award winner.
Is that like a Razzie?
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of. I didn't vote. I did not vote on the least valuable guest, but we love having you on.
It's all right. I've now signed an exclusive deal with Maggie and Perloff, so I'll be talking to you.
You're
again.
Leaving. You're going to join McLovin. Okay.
I am.
Good luck with that. Good luck with
Thank
that.
Thank you, Dan.
This might be the last time we see or hear from Chris Mannix. He's so good. So bad that he's good. I forgot all about that Mannix was voted least valuable guest. Did we vote on that?
I think it was a group decision.
It was?
And then the listeners backed us to the hill.
No, of course they did. All right, one of our favorite guests, Ross Tucker, is going to join us coming up. Get his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown. Nice. By the way, Sunday night, the season finale, the regular season finale, winning you're in, Chargers in Las Vegas. You can see it all unfold. Starts at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card, and what you'll discover is Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. That's amazing. Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. As I found out over the holidays, quite a few places. 99% of the places in the United States taking credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to that credit card, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Something went down the wrong pipe.
What, did you have a sandwich? Were you eating fries?
Some almonds?
You guys take it.
So, back
on the show.
How's it going?
What do you think of Antonio Brown, huh? That's something.
Dan, you want a bigger glass of water?
Yeah, that would be good.
All right, let's get that. Hold on.
I have lozenges if you need.
Thank you, Todd. Update the poll results.
The poll results are as follows. Which of the following will happen first? Kyrie plays a home game, 60%. Zion returns from injury, 20%. Deshaun Watson returns, gets 20%. AB plays, 0. Ben Simmons returns, also a 0 at this time.
0.0.
Thank you, Todd.
Nobody believes Antonio Brown is going to play or Ben Simmons is going to return anytime soon.
Couple of phone calls before we get to Ross Tucker. Clyde in Wisconsin. Hi, Clyde.
Hey, DP. Hope you're doing all right, buddy. first time, long time, 58215. Just want to add, thank you. Just want to add something to this Hubbard story. That's kind of ironic. Every week, the Packers have a 2-hour pregame on the radio. And every week, they interview Harbaugh, basically for his insights on the NFL, you know, other stories. But then at the end, they'll all ask him what his thoughts are for the Packer game. So I find it really ironic that, you know, he's in the news now about criticizing Rodgers, but he's on the Packer pregame every week.
All right. Well, thank you, Clyde. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Hub's been around the Chicago media and running Pro Football Weekly forever, and he goes on other shows and helps other local broadcasts. And he's been on the Bears pregame show for years on WBBM. He's been on Packers shows. But like you said, when he was on The Score the other day, that was home field. And they had asked him about his MVP vote because, you know, most times people don't even know who the MVP voters are. And he probably was never asked about it before.
Yeah. Well, plus it's a home field advantage. You're there in Chicago and you get loose and you want to entertain the host, you know, they want to, tangle up a little bit here. And, hey, how you feeling? Who's your MVP? And then he starts on his rant about Aaron Rodgers. Ross Tucker joins us. Always great to talk to Ross, the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast every weekday. Follow him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL on social media. Got an issue with what Hub Arkish said publicly about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I do, Dan. And I know Hub. I've done some games on Westwood One with him. First of all, there should be no bias when you are making any of these votes. But let's be honest. There always is. That's like the first thing I learned in college is that whether it's conscious or subconscious, everybody has an inherent bias. I mean, Hub Arkish just kind of said the quiet part out loud. I know for a fact certain guys that don't vote for guys for the Hall of Fame the first year because they don't like them, because they were jerks, and they don't want them to get in on the first ballot. They don't want them to get in at all. So this kind of stuff happens a lot more than any of us realize, and I'm not going to get all up in arms about Hub Arkish because, to be honest, Dan, in my opinion, he really just said what's already been going on and already happened for years.
But has Aaron Rodgers been detrimental to his team in any way?
Well, yeah. I mean, he missed a game. He missed a game, and it could have been a very costly game, a very important game. They probably win that game in Kansas City against the Chiefs if Aaron Rodgers plays. I personally think that is one knock against him for the MVP. I hear a lot people say, well, that Chiefs game proved how valuable he was. That Chiefs game proved that he's the MVP. Wait a minute. Wait, I don't think it should help you or your case for the MVP if you miss one. There's only 17 of them, and you miss one. Think about what that would have meant for a baseball player or a basketball player, and how your backup does when you don't play should not have an impact on MVP. Look, I'm pretty confident, Dan, if Brady didn't play, that Blaine Gabbert would stink up the joint. Is that what we need? Do we need Brady to sit out a game and have Gabbert go out there and play bad to see how valuable Brady is? I think it's funny. Look, I think Aaron Rodgers has a great argument for being the MVP. He probably is. I don't blame anybody that votes for him. But Brady has more touchdowns, more completions, more yards. They've got one less win. He's had guys banged up too. He's had guys get hurt and not play. I just think it's funny. What happened is Brady got shut out by the Saints. Rodgers hasn't had any bad games down the stretch. You know, these awards turn into like, what happened the last 4 weeks when I'm actually paying attention? Oh, Brady got shut out by – it's like when he got shut out by the Saints, Dan, it's like they turned the light off on the Brady MVP can. Like, just – he's done. Shut it off. Over. Let's move on to Jonathan Taylor.
Well put. I was also wondering about this, that it feels like, once again, this is fluid. It's like week to week. Aaron Rodgers might realize how good he has it in Green Bay, because he might not like the front office, but the front office is very good at drafting players. They may not have drafted the right player with Jordan Love, but you play the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings. You have six games against them. Why would you want to leave that? Like, you want to go to Denver, whatever it is. I keep coming back to Green Bay still has offensive line. The defense is, you know, one of the top five. You're getting star players back. You got Devontae Adams there. What is it that he's going to that's going to be so much better than Green Bay?
Yeah, I think a lot of things have happened and will happen over the next few weeks that will affect his mindset there. I think the Roethlisberger send-off had an impact on him. I mean, how could it not, right? I think that is something that he will factor in. I think the fact that
the embracement of the fans and that Cal Ripken victory lap, is that's what you mean? It'll have an impact on Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be a little bit unnatural to look at that and not think I would want that. Like, I mean, I was obviously a 7-year journeyman O lineman, but I watched that and been like, man, that must be awesome. Yeah. Like, that must be really, really cool. And, you know, if you leave to go to another team, you never really get that. I do think he realizes how good the team is in Green Bay. It does appear as if, you know, he just wanted a say. And when they went out and got Randall Cobb and some of the other things they've done, they've given him that say. So he's kind of got what he wanted. That said, Dan, if they lose in the playoffs again and it's a special teams issue or defense, maybe he'll still want to leave. What I find interesting is the Jordan Love component of it, because a lot of people always thought that this would be the offseason that the Packers trade Aaron Rodgers. But if he wins the MVP again, or maybe they win the Super Bowl, they can't trade him. I mean, they're not going to want to trade him. It might be time for Jordan Love to go somewhere else.
Antonio Brown situation. I said, you know what? Everybody got what they deserved here. That they did win a Super Bowl. You were playing with fire. He's burnt down buildings in three other stops here, and he's doing the same thing in Tampa Bay. Now, I have to look at both sides. As much as I love Bruce Arians, I think Bruce is being disingenuous when he says he didn't know about Antonio Brown's ankle injury. The guy was limited in practice, didn't practice a couple of days. He was questionable for the game. And I don't know if he checked out of that game. There was a moment where I thought Brady walking down the bench, and you could see where Antonio Brown had his arms up on the bench, and it looked like he had basically checked out of the game before he kind of lit the fuse here. So I don't know how this plays out. He said that he was told that, you know, hey, you got to get shot up with a dangerous drug here. I don't think you spend a decade in the NFL and you don't know about Toradol. But is Antonio, do you think he has a case here against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that he can get paid, get released, and maybe play with somebody else?
Well, that's certainly what he's trying to do. I got a bunch of thoughts on this, Dan. You know, first of all, one of his main problems is Antonio Brown's lost the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there have been so many things over the last 3 years that even with these text messages he's sending out, even if he's 100% right in this situation, I think he'll have a tough time in the court of public opinion because of a couple of different things. Number one, everything that's happened up until this point. But also, Dan, I've seen guys with bad ankles. I've seen guys with ankle sprains, whatever. They're not exiting like he exited that game. They're not jumping up and down in the end zone. Like if you have an ankle injury, that ankle's bothering you and you're limping on it. He didn't show any limp or anything in the end zone, which I think also hurts his cause. And here's the last thing, which I think is the most important. I played for five teams, Dan. There are some guys who don't play or try not to play because of injury, but it's really more mental than physical, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, they have an injury, but what's preventing them from actually going out there is what they're thinking in their head about the injury as opposed to the physical malady itself. I had a guy one time, I'm not going to embarrass him, but this guy was a high pick. He would do whatever it took to try to not play in the game. I mean, there were times where I can remember the head coach flipping out on the orthopedic surgeon because all of a sudden the guy wasn't going to play that day and he was supposed to. He practiced that week. I remember one time we were playing in San Francisco and they did fireworks before the game. And we're all standing there, and it's foggy. It was Candlestick. There's a little bit of fog there. All of a sudden, we're about to go out there, Dan, for the first series, and this same guy is like, oh, my eyes, the fireworks got in my eyes. Like, I can't play. Like, I'm not, I swear to God. The trainers gave him his helmet. They helped him off the bench, and they're like, you're fine. Go out there. You're fine. Like, they, like, pushed him out there. Like, he did not want to. I mean, we were laughing, but that was him.
Wow.
So I think how we can balance Arian's side and Antonio Brown's side is that he did have an ankle issue. By the way, everybody playing at this point in the season has an issue. Everybody has at least one thing bothering them, I can assure you. Otherwise, what have you been doing the whole time? And I think Arians thought it was Antonio Brown mentally not going back out there as opposed to because of the ankle. And I think with Antonio Brown's history, I can totally understand why Arians felt that way.
Talking to Ross Tucker, the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's going to take part in the national championship game between Montana State and North Dakota State. I love that. And that will be noon on Saturday on Westwood One. He's got the Chargers-Raiders game on Sunday night, also on Westwood One. Paulie, how many times did Ross Tucker play in San Francisco?
Well, you'd think a lot with the long career. I got you as one road game in San Francisco, Ross, in 2004 with the Buffalo Bills.
I was on the team for Washington in 2002 when we played out there as well. But I don't think I think that was the first game of my career I was inactive. However, you don't know whether or not that was the firework game or not. So the I team,
can we guess the I team on it. Okay. Can we guess the player who didn't want to play because he had smoke in his eyes?
Look, you could probably Google it. I don't know if that story's ever been told, but it was it was hilarious.
Paulie, can you guess? Is the I team on this the player?
Is it a good player, a really good player, or a role?
Well, but he was a high pick. Ross said he was a high draft pick.
There's names like Takeo Spikes.
No, it's a wide receiver.
Oh.
A wide receiver. Is that
no,
right?
No, I didn't say it was a wide receiver.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
So it's not Eric Moult.
You guys are so good at this. You guys always try to get – I don't want to embarrass the guy. He hasn't played for a while. He was a nice guy. He was really into video games. I'm sure he's got a great life now. I don't want to embarrass him any further. I probably talked about him on other shows before.
What does playing video games have to do with this? He's a good guy. He plays video games?
He was more intense about playing video games in the players' lounge than he was on the field, and that is a fact.
Okay.
He got more animated playing Halo in the players' lounge than he ever did on the field ever.
Oh, that's so good. I like how you don't want to embarrass the guy, talk about him, but now you keep adding more layers to this. Paulie?
It wasn't Lee Evans, was it?
I'm not saying because it just does. And by the way, it's better. It's like the whole Franco Harris Immaculate Reception.
Yeah. Well,
it's like, not, it'll make not the story the same. Go longer.
Not quite the same. not quite.
But it'll make the story go on longer, and you guys will spend more time trying to figure out who it is if I don't tell you who it is.
All right. Chargers Raiders final game of the regular season. And that will come down to what in this game?
Yeah, I think it'll come down to the last drive. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of give the benefit of the doubt there to the Raiders. You know, the Raiders have won, I got to check my notes, they've won two or three overtime games this year. Derek Carr has been very clutch in those moments late in games. We saw that again against the Colts on Sunday. Herbert has had an unbelievable year, you know, setting franchise records with touchdown passes. But I guess I kind of feel like, even though Herbert's more talented, I kind of feel like Derek Carr is more clutch, or at least he has been this year. If it comes down to whoever has the ball last, I think it will. I think the Raiders, I'm actually surprised that they are underdogs at home in this game.
You've been on the Derek Carr bandwagon, though, for a while, haven't you?
So impressed by him this year. You know, not only, Dan, the way he's kept that team afloat after the Gruden thing and the Henry Ruggs thing and Arnett, you know, this team could have collapsed so many times. And it felt like Derek Carr has willed them to this point. But if you remember after the Henry Ruggs terrible, terrible accident, I don't know if you guys talked about it, but to hear Derek Carr say, you know, I'm going to love Henry Ruggs right now because somebody needs to, after he obviously did a horrible, I'm just really impressed by Derek Carr as a human being. I never even met him. I saw him before the Cowboys game. I didn't say anything to him. I don't think I've ever even met him. I'm very impressed from afar by the way he carries himself.
Yeah. But what is it? What's he missing that he kind of gets lumped in the Kirk Cousins category?
Yeah. It's funny because I think he's a top 10 quarterback. I think he's 8, 9, or 10. I think when you are a guy that, number one, doesn't have any wow physical traits, so he does not Josh Allen or Herbert's arm or Stafford's arm, doesn't have any wow physical traits, and has not had postseason success. That is the double whammy. That when you have those two things that you're always going to have your group of people that say, he sucks, man. He sucks. Like Kirk Cousins, he sucks. Derek Carr, he sucks. Like, unless you do things that wow them or you have playoff success, you're going to be – now, listen, there's 20 teams in the NFL that would take Derek Carr as their quarterback. There's 15 that would take Kirk Cousins. But yet those guys still get a lot of the ire from fans because of exactly what I just mentioned.
Great to talk to you. Safe travels, Ross. As always, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my eyes, Dan. My eyes. I can't play.
That's Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. So he's on the call for the FCS National Title Game. Westwood won at noon. Montana State, North Dakota State. I'll be watching that. And on the call for the Chargers-Raiders game. And that's also Sunday night on Westwood 1. Why is it whenever we have that voice when we're, that guy sucks. Like we always use the same voice, the same tone when we're talking about somebody. Like a dopey voice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Right. All right. Yeah, Paulie.
That's the same voice as the sports radio a weird trade guy. Could I send Jimmy Garoppolo for 8 draft picks?
Yeah, I'll hang up and listen. We'll take a break back after this. If you want to achieve your health and fitness goals, you got to put in the work. You got to do it every day. And that's why I support my daily workouts with M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys with no plans on slowing down even as you get older. M-Drive's special blend of clinically tested herbs and vitamins supports your body's natural testosterone production. You get the energy and the strength and the mental boost you need to compete every single day. Now, M-Drive does not contain testosterone. Instead, it helps your body maintain its natural testosterone production, so you have that strength and energy to focus and complete your day with the best of them. You can get M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop, or danpatrick.com, mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. M-Drive is not for everyone. It's for the driven. MDriveDan.com. Healthy T-support, strength, energy you need to fuel your daily drive. Pick it up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shop, or MDriveDan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Make sure you sign up for the Dan Patrick Show newsletter, available daily around 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Sign up, go to danpatrick.com. Put in your email address in the box that slides out, bottom right corner of your screen, and you get a great recap of the day's shows. We also have specials on there that you only get when you're signed up for the newsletter. All right, we'll get an update on the poll results so far, first 2 hours of this program. We have the FCS title game coming up on Saturday. What's the point spread with North Dakota State and Montana State?
Okay, that's a noon Eastern on ESPN2. Mm-hmm. Montana State's 12-2. North Dakota State has a loss. They usually don't. They're 13-1. North Dakota State, a 7-point favorite, over under 42.
And they're playing at home.
That is they play that one in Frisco,
that's right.
Texas.
That's right, Frisco,
that,
Texas.
That nice stadium north of Dallas.
Yeah, Frisco, Texas.
I kind of wish it was in a cold weather place. The 1AA FCS playoff.
Yeah, but they play indoors at North Dakota State.
They can't retract that bad boy at the Fargo Dome?
I don't think so.
They don't have a rollback?
I don't think they do.
God, what a home field advantage. I mean, not that they need it, but the Bison with snow?
Yeah. Yeah, the teams that, like the Minnesota Vikings, that you would think they used to have that as a home field advantage. And then you go indoors, now you take away that home field advantage. It'd be like if they put a dome over Lambeau.
Not in the works.
That would never happen.
The title game, Georgia, even though they're the 3 seed, is a 2.5-point favorite over Alabama.
Yeah.
As of right now.
Okay. By the way, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Corey in Ohio. Hi, Corey. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Corey.
I had a poll question idea. Ooh. More influential, Yao Ming or Dirk?
Oh, wow. You know, Dirk, a better player, but what Yao did, opening up a whole different part of the world to the NBA, I would say, and thank you, Corey, for the phone call and the suggestion, I would say Yao Ming. I mean, Dirk on the court with what he's meant to big men being able to shoot on the perimeter, but Yao Ming opening up China, although I don't know how open China is right now with the NBA, but... used to be. I mean, that's big business. Billions are made there. And players love going to China. Players who have their own shoe, like, they love going to China because they know China moves some merchandise over there. Andrew in Washington is back. Hi, Andrew.
5'6", 170, Dan.
Yeah.
All right. If Todd doesn't mind, my favorite Danette, I'd like to give him some poll question advice. So, instead of waiting each day, putting the pressure on him, I know he doesn't do well with pressure right on his shoulders, don't look for a poll question each morning. Plan ahead. So there's a certain LeBron James fella, you might have heard of him, that he's only four steals away from getting 10th place in all-time steals, taking Alvin Robertson's place. Now, when he does that, he'll be top 10 in scoring and steals. And Paulie might know this, but there's one other NBA player that's top 10 in scoring and steals. And there's a tunnel to a poll question right there in the future.
All right.
Who's better, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? Clicks all day. Nice poll question. I don't know if it's been done before, but just throwing
wow.
it out there.
No, nobody's thought of that one.
Wow.
Thank you, Andrew. Who's better?
Andrew? Hello?
Oh, Andrew Perloff. Andrew, maybe calling from Washington. Do you think that was Pearl McLevin calling in? LeBron's going to end up with the best career. But he's played in a whole lot more games. But, you know, that's a credit to him, you know, that he's kept himself in shape. I don't think he wins the MVP this year, which would make him the oldest MVP at 37. But he's going to probably be in the top three. He should be with what he's done. But I do think that he ends up with the best resume in NBA history. Now, you can make a case for others as far as resumes. You know, Bill Russell statistically wasn't a great scorer, shooter, but, you know, he won the titles. Kareem, to me, is one of the most underrated players in the history of the game with his resume. And you can make a case that Kareem is the greatest player of all time. If I factor in college and the NBA, then Kareem, to me, would be the greatest player I've ever seen. Dominant. You got Mike. Mike won six titles. Can't argue with that. But LeBron is going to, statistically, is going to have, I think, the greatest basketball career in history. By the time he's all done with assists, steals, and points, I mean, pretty much every category. Games played, playoff games played. And it's commonplace for him to average 27 a game. And we talked about this, that he wants to play until his son gets into the NBA. We said this years ago. How long is he going to play? I said he'll play as long as he can until his son gets into the NBA. Also, maybe LeBron ends his career on another team with the opportunity to be part of an ownership group. I think that's something to keep an eye on. Super Bowl maybe moving to Dallas? Question mark. Mike Florio joins us coming up. One more item. We close out hour two, and LifeLock is here to at least let you know about something called scareware. And it sounds just like it is, scary. A scam that uses scare tactics in the form of pop-up ads, and they get you to believe that your computer has a security problem, and the fix is to purchase or download their software. Cyber criminals then gain access to your computer, steal your personal information. Every day, we put so much information at risk on the internet. That's why it's great that you have LifeLock available. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale in the dark web. And if they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert, and then you have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses, but protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick for 25% off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.